At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In the depths of despair, hope still flickers. When all doors seem closed, a window of opportunity awaits. My friends, even in your darkest moments, a light shines forth. If you're believing with me in faith, click the like button below. Today, we'll explore how to keep our faith unshakable in the face of adversity. We all face challenges every day, which is why it's so important to anchor ourselves in unwavering faith each day. We'll uncover the secrets to tapping into God's limitless power and divine provision. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, God's plan for your life is unfolding even when you can't see it. He is working behind the scenes, orchestrating your victory. Your breakthrough is on the horizon, closer than you think. The obstacles before you are no match for God's power. He specializes in making ways where there seem to be none. Your faith is the key that unlocks divine intervention. As it says in Isaiah 43, verse 19, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." This verse reminds us that God is always at work, even in the most unlikely places. Trust that He is making a way for you, even when the path seems impossible. My dear friends, get ready to witness God's miraculous power unfold in your life. Brace yourselves for an outpouring of divine wisdom and strength. Now, let's explore the power of unwavering faith. In times of trouble, our faith is the anchor that holds us steady. It's easy to believe when everything is going well, but true faith shines brightest in the darkest times. When we face challenges that seem overwhelming, our faith in God becomes our greatest weapon. It's during these moments that we must remember God's promises. He has assured us that He will never leave us, nor forsake us. In Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, we find these comforting words: "And the Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you, nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed." This verse reminds us that God is always one step ahead, preparing the way for us. Even when we can't see the path forward, He is there, guiding our steps. Our job is to trust in His guidance and keep moving forward. Faith is not just a feeling, it's an action. It's choosing to believe even when our circumstances tell us otherwise. It's declaring God's promises over our lives, even when everything seems to contradict them. James 2, verses 14 to 17, teaches us about the importance of faith in action. "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Depart in peace, be warmed and filled,' but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Our faith must be more than words. It must be demonstrated through our actions. When we act on our faith, we open the door for God to move in miraculous ways. Think about the story of Peter walking on water. He stepped out of the boat in faith, and as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he defied the laws of nature. It was only when he looked at the stormy waves that he began to sink. This story teaches us a valuable lesson about faith. When we keep our focus on God and His promises, we can overcome any obstacle. But when we allow our circumstances to distract us, we begin to falter. My dear friends, what are you focusing on today? Are you looking at the storms raging around you? Or are you fixing your eyes on Jesus? Remember, faith is not the absence of fear, but the courage to move forward despite it. We are striving towards perfection. And while you may feel afraid or uncertain at times, don't let those feelings paralyze or define you. Instead, let them drive you closer to God. In those moments of doubt, cry out to Him. Like the Father in Mark 9, verse 24, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." God understands our struggles and is ready to strengthen our faith. He doesn't expect us to have perfect faith, but He does call us to exercise the faith we have. Even faith, as small as a mustard seed, can move mountains. So, my friends, don't underestimate the power of your faith, no matter how small it may seem. Every time you choose to trust God, despite your circumstances, your faith grows stronger. Every prayer you utter in the face of impossibility is a step toward your miracle. Every declaration of God's promises over your life is a seed of faith that will bear fruit in due season. Remember, faith is not about having all the answers. It's about trusting the one who does. It's about believing that God is good, even when life isn't. It's about holding on to hope when everything seems hopeless. As we navigate through life's challenges, let's make a conscious decision to strengthen our faith. Let's immerse ourselves in God's Word, for faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let's surround ourselves with fellow believers who can encourage us and pray with us. Let's testify of God's goodness in our lives, for our testimonies are powerful weapons against doubt and fear. My dear friends, I want to encourage you to take a moment and reflect on your faith journey. Where do you need to exercise more faith in your life? What areas of your life have you been trying to control instead of surrendering to God? Remember, God is calling you to a life of faith, a life where you trust Him completely, even when you can't trace His hand. He's inviting you to step out of the boat and walk on water with Him. Will you accept His invitation? Will you choose to keep the faith, knowing that God will make a way? The choice is yours, my friends. Choose faith. Choose trust. Choose God. My friends, let's now explore the theme of God's faithfulness during our seasons of waiting. Often, when we pray for a breakthrough, we expect immediate results. We want God to move at the speed of our desires and dreams. But God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with our expectations. In the waiting, we learn valuable lessons about trust, patience, and perseverance. We discover that God is not just interested in our destination, but in our journey. He uses these periods of waiting to refine us, strengthen us, and prepare us for what's ahead. Consider the words of Isaiah 40, verses 30 to 31. "Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This verse reveals a profound truth about waiting on God. It's not a passive state of idleness, but an active attitude of expectation. When we wait on the Lord, we're not wasting time. We're gaining strength. We're not losing ground. We're preparing for takeoff. God's faithfulness shines brightest in these moments of waiting. He's working behind the scenes, orchestrating events in our favor. He's aligning circumstances, people, and opportunities for our good. While we wait, God is at work. Think about Joseph in the Old Testament. He waited 13 years from the time of his dreams to their fulfillment. During that time, he faced betrayal, false accusation, and imprisonment. Yet, God was faithful to his promises. Joseph's time of waiting wasn't wasted. It was preparation. God was shaping his character, honing his skills, and positioning him for greatness. When the time was right, God elevated Joseph to a position of power and influence. My dear friends, your time of waiting is not punishment, it's preparation. God is faithful to complete the good work he has begun in you. He hasn't forgotten about you or your prayers. He's simply asking you to trust his timing and his methods. Remember the words of Habakkuk 2, verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. God's promises have an appointed time of fulfillment. They may seem delayed from our perspective, but they are never late. In the waiting, we have a choice to make. We can grow bitter, or we can grow better. We can doubt God's faithfulness, or we can declare it even louder. We can give up on our dreams, or we can hold on to them with even greater tenacity. My friends, I encourage you to choose faith in the waiting. Choose to believe that God is working all things together for your good. Choose to trust that his timing is perfect, even when it doesn't make sense to you. Use this time of waiting to draw closer to God. Let him mold your character and refine your faith. Allow him to align your desires with his will for your life. Remember, waiting is not wasting when you're waiting on God. Every moment of delay is a moment of divine preparation. God is faithful, and he will make a way for you. He will fulfill every promise he has made to you. Your breakthrough is coming, and it will be worth the wait. As we wait, let's not forget to praise God for his faithfulness. Let's thank him for what he's already done and what he's about to do. Praise is a powerful weapon in times of waiting. It shifts our focus from our problems to God's power. It reminds us of God's faithfulness in the past and reinforces our hope for the future. As Psalm 27, verse 14 encourages us, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." My dear friends, take heart in your waiting. God has not forgotten you. He sees your faithfulness, he hears your prayers, and he is moving on your behalf. Your time of waiting is not a setback. It's a setup for a divine comeback. Keep trusting. Keep believing. Keep hoping. For the God who has been faithful will continue to be faithful. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. Your waiting season is not forever. Your breakthrough is on the horizon. Stay steadfast in your faith, for God's faithfulness will see you through. My friends, let's now explore how God often works in unexpected ways. Our human minds often try to limit God to our understanding. We create boxes and expect Him to operate within our narrow definitions. But God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. As Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9 reminds us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God's solutions often come in packages we don't expect. He delights in surprising us with His creativity and power. When we're looking for a door to open, He might create a window. When we're praying for rain, He might provide a well. God's unexpected ways challenge our faith and expand our vision. They invite us to trust Him beyond our comfort zones. Think about Naaman, the Syrian commander in 2 Kings 5. He came to Elisha expecting a grand gesture to cure his leprosy. Instead, he was told to wash 7 times in the Jordan River. At first, Naaman was offended by this simple instruction. It didn't match his expectations of how God should work. But when he humbled himself and obeyed, he was completely healed. God's way was unexpected, but it was perfect. My dear friends, are you willing to embrace God's unexpected ways in your life? Are you open to solutions that might not fit your preconceived notions? God's ways may not always make sense to us at first. They may even seem foolish by worldly standards. But as 1 Corinthians 1 verse 25 tells us, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." What seems foolish to the world is often God's pathway to miracles. Remember how God brought down the walls of Jericho. He didn't use battering rams or siege engines. He used marching, trumpets, and a shout of faith. It was an unexpected strategy, but it was divinely effective. God's unexpected ways often require our active participation. He invites us to partner with Him in the miraculous. He asks us to step out in faith, even when His instructions seem unusual. When we obey, we position ourselves for His power to flow through us. Consider the widow in 1 Kings 17. In the midst of a severe drought, God's provision came through ravens. These birds, known for their selfish nature, became God's delivery service. My friends, God has a way to use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. God's unexpected ways teach us to look beyond our natural resources. They train us to depend on His supernatural provision. They remind us that with God, nothing is impossible. My friends, perhaps you're facing a situation that seems hopeless. You've exhausted all your options and can't see a way forward. I want to encourage you to open your eyes to God's unexpected solutions. He might be working in ways you haven't considered. He might be using people or circumstances you've overlooked. Don't limit God to your understanding or your past experiences. He is the God of new things, of fresh starts, of unexpected breakthroughs. As it says in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him." God has solutions prepared for you that you can't even imagine. He has blessings in store that will surpass your wildest dreams. But to access these, we must be willing to follow His unexpected leadings. We must be ready to obey, even when His instructions don't make sense to us. We must be prepared to step out in faith, even when the path seems uncertain. Remember, Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's about trusting God's wisdom over our own understanding. It's about believing in His goodness, even when our circumstances seem bleak. It's about following His lead, even when the destination is unclear. My dear friends, I challenge you today to embrace God's unexpected ways. Let go of your preconception about how God should work in your life. Open your heart to His creative solutions and divine interventions. Be willing to take unconventional steps of faith. For it's often in these moments that God's power is most clearly displayed. As you face your challenges, ask God for wisdom and discernment. Seek His guidance in prayer and through His Word. Be attentive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, for God often speaks in a still, small voice, guiding us in unexpected directions. Trust that even when you can't trace God's hand, you can trust His heart. His ways may be unexpected, but they are always perfect. His timing may surprise us, but it is never late. His methods may challenge us, but they always lead to our good and His glory. So, my friends, keep your faith strong and your hearts open. For the God who makes a way where there seemed to be no way is at work in your life. He is orchestrating circumstances, aligning opportunities, and preparing breakthroughs. And often, these will come in the most unexpected ways. Embrace them, trust them, and watch in awe as God's power unfolds in your life. For He is faithful, He is good, and He will make a way for you. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Your majesty fills the heavens and the earth. Your wisdom surpasses all understanding. Your love knows no bounds, and Your mercy endures forever. Lord, I stand in awe of Your greatness. Thank You, Father, for Your unwavering faithfulness in my life. Thank You for being my strength when I am weak. Thank You for making ways where there seemed to be no way. Merciful Lord, I confess my sins before You and ask for Your forgiveness. I also choose to forgive those who have wronged me, just as You have forgiven me. Lord, I come before You with unwavering faith, even in the face of adversity. Strengthen my resolve to trust in You, even when I can't see the path ahead. Help me to stand firm on Your promises, declaring them over my life. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every form of doubt, confusion, and fear from my heart. Lord, I declare that my faith is increasing day by day. I declare that Your faithfulness is my shield and buckler. Father, I lift up my seasons of waiting to You. Transform my waiting into preparation for the great things that You have in store. Lord, renew my strength as I wait upon You. Help me to see Your hand at work, even in the seemingly silent moments. I declare that my waiting is not in vain, for You are faithful to fulfill Your promises. Lord, open my eyes to recognize Your unexpected ways in my life. Give me the courage to step out in faith when You call me to unfamiliar paths. Help me to trust Your wisdom over my own understanding. I rebuke every spirit of stubbornness in the name of Jesus. I bind every thought that tries to limit You to my human expectations. Lord, I declare that I am open to Your creative solutions and divine interventions. I declare that your ways are higher than my ways, and I choose to follow your lead. Father, I ask for your blessings upon my life. Pour out your favor upon me and prosper the work of my hands. Heal every area of sickness or disease in my body, mind, and spirit. I rebuke every attack of the enemy against my health, finances, and relationships in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind every spirit of lack, depression, and anxiety. Lord, I ask for your protection over my life. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Deliver me from all evil and lead me away from temptation. Father, I lift up my loved ones to you. Extend these same blessings of faith, patience, and openness to your ways upon them. Protect them, heal them, and prosper them as they trust in you. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for each other's strength and breakthroughs. Unite us in faith, Lord, as we face our individual challenges. We declare victory over every obstacle in our paths. In the name of Jesus, we claim healing for our bodies, minds, and spirits. We thank you for your protection that surrounds us like a shield. Let your Holy Spirit fill us afresh, guiding us in God's unexpected ways. We stand firm in our faith, knowing that you will make a way for us. Lord, we are grateful for all you have done for us and for all you are about to do. We open our hearts and surrender everything to you. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save money.